Carolina Heredia will be one of 8 resident composers here in Columbia at this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival, happening the last week in July. I recently visited with Heredia by phone. She was in Michigan, where she's pursuing a doctorate in musical arts. I asked her, among other things, about what eventually became her successful entry into the 2017 Mizzou International Composers Festival. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.
I submitted my one of my last pieces, which is my dissertation. It's a piece for string quartet and electronics. I composed that piece in 2016. I finished it, and it was premiered by the Jack Quartet. I have a nice video from the premiere of the piece, and that was one of the pieces that I submitted. The second piece that I submitted was a quintet, also by the Jack Quartet and clarinet. Both pieces dealt with some kind of difficult and obscure themes. The one that I presented, part of my dissertation, was based on 3 Latin American poets, and in the last writings that they produced before committed suicide. So the piece before that was based on some difficult political issues that happened in Venezuela, which are like right now is very relevant because it's getting worse and worse. And so those are the 2 pieces that I presented.
And let's talk about those 2 pieces. I listened to them on your website, and the first one, inspired by the conflict in Venezuela, is Luz in Velo.
That is Latin for law of war. So when I wrote this piece, that was 2014. It's when all the protests started. A group of students started complaining and going to the streets and protest because of all the shortage of food and the corruption and the violence that was going on in Venezuela. The government responded to this with repression, and this from that point on, it's getting worse and worse. There are currently people disappeared, and there has been a lot of murders. The government is taking over and has taken several. They have done several things that kind of attempt to democracy. So. Yeah, the title of the piece, Luz in Velo, Law of War, refers to the kind of like rules that in a conflict are like defending the human rights. So in a confrontation, there are certain set of rules that like allow the confrontation without breaking the human rights, and I think this has been broken in the conflict in Venezuela.
That was composer Carolina Heredia. She'll be in Colombia the last week in July, one of 8 resident composers at the Mizzou International Composers Festival. During our recent phone interview, I asked Heredia how she uses the web and other communications technology to reach her audience.
It's a fantastic resource that we have now. As composers, we have the opportunity to put ourselves out and to access a wider audience thanks to all the online opportunities like SoundCloud, websites, YouTube. It's been really a good source for me to reach audiences, and I've been contacted by people that randomly found me on the internet. So I think it's a huge advantage that we have now, and many composers have decided to be their own publishers as well, because this also allows to that. So there's like a huge turn in terms of like how we manage our distribution of the music.
Another work that I listened to on the website is Virginia for soprano and SATB choir, based on Virginia Woolf's suicide letter to her husband, dated May 1941. I'm curious, Carolina, what inspired you about this letter, and also what inspires you generally about poetry that then you're able to make it into a composition?
Well, I always had a huge relationship, a strong relationship with poetry and literature in general. I guess since I'm in school, it's been harder and harder to dedicate time to read. But Virginia Woolf was a great reference for me. And I came along that letter, and I found it so profound and so expressive of somebody that, of the moment and the kind of state of mind that somebody has to have to commit suicide, to like end with your own life. It has to be something very strong, and I just wanted to express that in music. One of the things that I say in my program notes is that I believe that generating empathy through art, it's a good way of, it's an amazing way of developing our understanding of each other. And that's basically one of the goals that I had with this piece and the following piece that I wrote with the same theme, which was my dissertation. It's an attempt of like showing with music, trying to express in music those feelings, those sensations that I perceived from the writings, and to allow people to have a view of that and to empathize with somebody that could be going through those strong mental issues, mental illness.
Now, you are currently at the University of Michigan, where you just completed your degree. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And grew up in Argentina.
Yes.
I'm curious about your inspirations, and specifically, and you may think this is a ridiculous question, but just because of the your nativity, does tango and the work of Astor Piazzolla influence your music at all?
Yes. Piazzolla, I was a huge fan, like insane fan of Piazzolla. I listened to every single recording. I didn't have the luck of hearing him live because he died, I think, in 1991. I was very young. But my whole teenager years, I was just listening to, I think I would only listen to Piazzolla. That was all the music I would listen to. And my first composition was actually very, very much inspired by him. I guess it was my first approach to tango, which is very common in Argentina. Younger generations got started with tango through him and then went to into more traditional tango styles.
So what is it about the music of Piazzolla specifically that moved you so much?
I think, so I have a huge classical influences because I started, when I was 8 years old, I started studying violin at the conservatory. So all my first experiences with music were with classical music. So I think what I liked about Piazzolla was that it's a very expressive music, very emotional. And at the same time, it explores some of the elements of contemporary music. Actually, Piazzolla, for a long time, tried to be a contemporary classical composer, until he went to France and studied with Nadia Boulanger, and she, after hearing him playing bandoneon and playing some tango, she told him that that's what he needed to do. So that's how he decided to dedicate his life to tango. But it uses a lot of elements from classical contemporary music, and I think that mixture of roots of traditional tango and emotional music and some more contemporary techniques was what struck me the most. Even though you can find Latino persons here, we are not just one thing. You know, like Latin America, it's very big and it's very diverse. And if I find somebody from Mexico or Ecuador, we share the same language, but there are many, many things from our culture and our way of being and behaving that are very, very different.
That was the composer Carolina Heredia.